One of the fantastic things about the U.S. educational system is that you have many, many choices. But one of the flip sides of that is that those many, many choices mean that every school has their own set of requirements. So getting that jump start, making sure that you have enough time to gather all of the requirements from each different school is really going to set the whole tone for your application process. So in terms of being prepared, starting as early as possible is what I would recommend overall. I think that one of the things that's hard to adjust to with the American educational system is that on our applications, we want you to be as individual as possible, which can be pretty time consuming. So making sure that you, for any of your essays, that you're using something that's original, something that you haven't used in other schoolwork, something that you're sending just to AU in terms of a writing supplement or an extra resume or something like that. Making it personalized for each school is something that I think is different for the U.S. and I think can be a stumbling block for some students. Some cultures have a hard time, stepping into that and owning that role of, really talking about their accomplishments. And I think that can be not just a cultural thing, but just an effect of being, 17, 18 years old, not really having learned to own what are your strengths. So that is something that can be a challenge for any college applicant. From time to time, unfortunately, there's, one or two every application season where they've forgotten to proofread effectively and caught those, little mistakes. And they're little in terms of, it was just one word, but it can make all the difference in your application. In terms of the essay, I think that it should be noted that we're not looking necessarily for something tragic or traumatic or just earth-shattering. Not every student has access to that story. Not every student has had something earth-shattering happen to them, and that's okay. I always encourage students to just speak from the heart and tell the story that they're familiar with. Be reflective, think critically about their experiences that they have had and connect that to an academic experience and what their goals are. So it's not so much about the content of the story, but really getting into the mechanics of the story. Grammatically, your vocabulary has to be strong, and it has to be fluid writing, but also just communicating whatever story you have effectively. Got these 4,000 colleges and universities in the U.S., and there can be a big range of what each college or university is looking for. Some colleges, some universities are looking for a very simple equation. They're saying, if you've got these grades and you've got these test scores, then you're in. Other schools, such as the one I work for, are a little bit more complicated and a little bit more comprehensive in their outlook on a student. They really want to not only find somebody who is going to be academically successful, but somebody who has done the research and knows that that this school is going to be a good fit and is going to really dovetail into their goals. Somebody who is thinking critically about where they want to be and how they want to get there. Conveying that in the application, that you have done the research and that you know that this school is going to help you achieve your great goals, that is definitely something that we are seeking in an application beyond the basics of academic success.